The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
There. Oh, hello and welcome to Happy Hour. So for today's practice, I think what I like to do is to invite us to start with a settling, with a quiet meditation. And the inspiration for today's practice is happiness. Is happiness and the path of practice. The Buddha was known as the happy one. As the happy one. And there is no shame, no problem in wishing happiness. In fact, it's part of the metta wish, wishing for ourselves to be happy, wishing for others to be happy. And offering it, so the inspiration today is offering this wish for happiness as a wish, as a blessing, not attached to it. Oh, I'm not happy. I want to be happy. Why am I not happy in this area? So if you become really contracted around happiness or lack of happiness, that's a sure way to become unhappy. That's a perfect recipe for unhappiness. But if wishes for happiness are shared as an intention, as a blessing, as a goodwill, as a gift without attachment, as a gift without strings attached. You don't give gifts with strings attached. So why would you give yourself gifts with strings attached? I wish myself well. I really do. No. May I be well. May there be happiness. May there be joy. This blessing and seeing the effect of that. Playing around with that. So that's the little inspiration for today's practice, and we'll play around with it. So with that, I invite us to settle into our bodies in this moment in time, whatever is arising. And connecting with the body. With the earth, with the contact points. And with the breath in the body. And letting each breath be easeful, calming, soothing, tilling the soil. For ease. Nowhere to go, nothing to do. The happiness of just being here with this breath. So much happiness. Happiness of undistractability. Not wanting. Just here with the breath. Let's explore this happiness first. As much as it's available. And if there are thoughts, distractions, the happiness of releasing, letting go. Non-judgment. And as if you were tuning your radio, your perception, your awareness, to tune into the subtle radio station of quiet contentment, quiet happiness in this moment. It's very subtle, very soft. But it's definitely here for every single one of us. No matter the conditions, the body and the heart and mind, it's very subtle. It can just be perceived perhaps as quiet, settlement, settling, peace. It's the moment's respite. Or it could be a little louder, like contentment. This simple, nourishing happiness. It's here already. Peace and quiet. Peace and quiet is already here. We just keep stirring it up. Can we tune into it? With each breath. Consider the breath, your tuning instrument, the breath in the body. Embodied breath is your tuning lever. There are so many radio stations on this dial. Thoughts, worries, challenges, pain. There's plenty. There's plenty. There's also contentment. Nascent happiness and joy. It's already here. In a moment's respite, we can all tune into it and let it reverberate through the body, even if there is pain. For example, in my body, there's a lot of pain right now, and yet there is this nascent happiness, joy, quiet joy I'm tuning into and inviting you to dare to tune in as well. It's possible for all of us. The practice. Practice with it. As you find your way to tune, turn the dial, the happiness of awareness, this breath, this moment, just being. Even if you tune for a moment, you feel it. Oh yeah, there is happiness here. There is contentment. Along with everything else, but this is what I choose to tune into. And you can say, if you wish, I am happy. There is contentment. There is joy. Or I am joyous, whatever resonates. Or may I tune into joy, into happiness. May I be happy, whatever version that works for you. I am happy. Or may I be? May I tune to it? See what works. Play around. Offer it as a wish, as a blessing, as an invocation, aspiration. To lift your heart. Turn towards the good. And be very subtle. It's okay. Or maybe it's just simply, I'm okay. I'm okay. And if this practice of tuning into this goodness, the wellness, contentment, happiness is working in a subtle way, bringing happiness, joy, as an act of metta, you can continue. Stay with this. And if you like to switch to the more familiar, may I be happy, you can do that as well. As a metta wish for yourself. Either way. And as we turn to bring this sit to a close, feeling into any nuances of contentment, peace, joy, happiness might have been touched into, tuned into, with appreciation, letting them reverberate through your body one more time. Let there be gratitude, appreciation, even for the slightest bit, which again could be coincident with challenges, pain, difficulty. And yet tuning into what's good, what's here already. And appreciating with wholeheartedness. And trusting that we are planting seeds of kindness, goodwill, and metta. Wishing ourselves well, seeing ourselves well, tuning into happiness is an act of metta. It's not taking ourselves for granted, but taking care of our heart to tune into contentment, joy, happiness. It's self-care. It's self-love. It's a way of loving ourselves. Tending to our hearts. And trusting that we're planting seeds of kindness, care, love for ourselves and for others. To be more available, more patient with others when we're happy, content, and of service. May we be of service. May we wake up. May all beings awaken. May all beings be truly, truly happy. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for your practice. So what we did tonight, or this morning, or whatever your time zone might be in this moment in time, is an invitation to tune into quiet contentment, peace, ease, happiness, joy, just a whole range of possibilities. And again, there's so many different channels in the mind and the heart. And as I shared with you, with my body, there's a lot of pain right now. And possible to tune into happiness, tune into, yeah, there is contentment of just being here, being with the breath. There's a goodness, there's a contentment, there's a delight, happiness in that. And that, it's as we blow on it, it grows. So yes, I can be in pain and I can be happy at the same time. Yes, I am happy and in pain. Of course, you know, as human beings, we often get so narrow. Our focus gets so narrow, especially when we have difficulty. That becomes the only thing that's happening in our field of experience, completely pushing out everything else. But there's so much present, so many things that we can tune into. So this was an invitation to tune into contentment, goodness, peace, happiness right here and now. And listen to it more and more, let it reverberate and see what happens. And as I shared for me, there was a sense, oh yeah, I am happy as I stayed tuned into this channel, the contentment, the joy, the gratitude. Yeah, there's so much goodness right now. Yes, yes, happiness is here, along with everything else. So that was the invitation. And if it worked for you, this way of tuning into metta and self-care, great. If it didn't work, no problem, no worries. There's so many ways, so many doors into the temple. So the invitation now, as we turn to small groups together, is to to, if you wish, you are welcome to share one nugget about how this practice was for you. Oh, this part, oh, there was an aha moment here, or this was challenging. Just one nugget about your practice if you wish, or you can also share silence, just kind-hearted silence, hey, just being present, and you can say pass when your turn comes. And next person will share or say pass, and next person will share or say pass, and your turn comes again. So you'll go round and round, hopefully a couple of times, not having a long monologue, but just brief, and also be inspired, because as you listen to others, you can be inspired by what they found, how they practiced, how they turned to this practice. And just sharing from your own experience, not asking questions from others, not directing anyone else's experience, just showing as you are with kindness, with humility, and with aspiration to support others and be supported. Offering again as a way of being held witness, not to impress, not to, we're really speaking for our own benefit, not for anybody else's benefit. Be kind. And everything you say here, of course, stays here in small groups. So, and let's go reverse alphabetical order, according to first name, yes, the first character that shows up. I'm going to create the rooms. Have fun. Take care. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. And here we go. Welcome back. So we have a few minutes for reflections, aha moments, challenges, questions. And I'd like to invite you, if you haven't spoken actually in the large group, to pull forward. And if you have spoken, pull back. Really make space for those who perhaps have not shared before or tend to hold back. So I'd like to hear from you if you are willing to share what came up for you. How was it? What happened? See, while waiting for your hands, I'll share one of the reflection that was shared with me in chat privately. That was a beautiful meditation. I have to go back to work now, hopefully now with more contentment. Yay. May you all have more contentment. So, any reflections? John, haven't heard from you in a long time.
Yeah, I've been lost in the wilderness. We were talking in our group. I think we all really enjoyed the metaphor of tuning in, and I'm the recent, or actually not recently, but for a long time, this endless thinking, and for me, the tuning in, it was really subtle, as you mentioned, and for me, that it wasn't so much happiness, but just sort of every once in a while, it was just quiet, and it was sort of, for me, it was like this relief of like, oh God, wow, this is nice. And anyway, thank you so much.
Beautiful. Thanks so much for sharing that, Don. I love it. Yes. That's exactly it. It's subtle and it takes some tuning, and there are different nuances that arise, right? Which is this sense of relief, just as you beautifully shared. Oh, how nice. It is subtle happiness. So if you have actually time to tune into it more, that sense of relief is a subtle form of happiness. Yes. Yeah. I see you're nodding. Yeah. Yeah. Sweet. Beautiful. That's exactly it. Love it. Yay. And know that this practice is always available to you, especially when there's thoughts and worries and concerns and past and future. Okay, I'm going to tune to something different, which is already here. Trust that it's here for every single one of us. I know that it's here for all of us. I trust it. What else? Please. Maybe we'll take one more reflection. Fred.
Hi.
Hi.
I was saying to my group that Sometimes with a meditation like this, with a suggestion involved, with a fine tuning, I'll experience something in the midst of it. And then maybe a few hours later, it will come back with greater force. And I'll feel something that I'll be surprised by. I mean, I will associate it with the meditation, but it will seem to have come around a corner. And it's, you know, it's a happy surprise. And one of the people in our group likened it to ripening, which I thought was a really apt way of putting it, that it needs to sit, it incubates it. I don't know why, but it just seems to need a little extra time sometimes. Thank you.
Thank you, Fred. Thanks so much for bringing that into the space. How powerful, how important to share that for everyone's benefit. Yes, pay attention. And yes, it does need time to ripen. We are planting seeds. We completely are planting seeds, even if we feel during the meditation, you know, something happened or not much happened or mind was all distracted or later. Oh, yeah. Well, look at that. And yeah, so powerful. Thanks so much for bringing that in, Fred. Really appreciate it. Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful. So, dear ones, as I don't see any other hands and don't see any other reflections in chat, maybe this is a good time on those two beautiful shares to bring our practice to a close. And may we continue to tune in, to tune subtly into this dial, tune our dial to contentment, peace, release, happiness, and help it grow. Listen to it more and more so that starting from crackly, it becomes loud and clear. May you all be well. May we all be well. May we all be happy in all beings everywhere. Thanks for your practice, everyone. Take good care. Be well.